Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will look at Omise Go Part 2. We'll do an Omise Go cryptocurrency review. We'll use the 6x6 method that we showed you in the previous episode, which we will link in the show notes or in the YouTube description. And there you can have a look at what pointers we look at. But let's jump right into this 6x6 method to help you remind you of what we did before. So we looked at the team, we looked at the advisors, the investors, we had a quick look at the technology, the product, and then we quickly looked at the roadmap and what exactly Omise Go's plan was in the coming months and years. Now today, what is left is in the second part, we'll look at the partnerships and a bit of news, and then we'll look at ease of use and availability, and this covers the general points part, and then we'll answer some of these questions that are here. All of these questions and all of these points are being discussed in depth on BlueAlpineResearch.com. So if you're not signed up on the email list, make sure to go to BlueAlpineResearch.com/free-report and sign up with your email address, and you will receive a cryptocurrency fundamental analysis on Omise Go, and then you can really see how we do research, how we go in depth and even beyond this format. So let's jump right into the partnerships and the news. So one of the things we have found here is a kind of a merchants partnerships list on Reddit. As we've already told you, Reddit is always a good way to do a quick research about a cryptocurrency, because a lot of fans and even developers of the platform are around, and then you can ask some questions which will get answered here. So I would say two or three of the biggest partnerships here are SCG, so Siam Cement Group, which is the largest cement and building material company in Thailand. And they have announced a partnership with Omise Go. It's one of the biggest global cement companies, actually. And yeah, they have announced this partnership. The exact references and links and sources you can find in our detailed research on BlueAlpineResearch.com. Another one is McDonald's in Thailand. They want to increase the sales by 20% in 5 years, and they have a certain goal, and they will probably use Omise Go, be it for quick payments or even as a native currency, but that is still up for discussion. Then the third one that we think is important and interesting is the Thai Airways. This is the flag carrier of airline of Thailand. They have yearly revenues of around $5 billion, and they are also interested in working with Omise Go. And there are actually a lot of different companies, some big, some small, some you may have heard of and some you may have not heard of, but nonetheless, it's actually quite interesting to see what kind of partnerships they have, because the names and brands they have in their partnerships is actually quite helpful. Now, some of these partnerships actually might come from Omise, the payment company. I think McDonald's was one of those where they already had a partnership in place. But of course, this helps when they're doing partnerships for Omise Go as well. A larger list and some news as well you can find in the report. And we will jump into the next part, which is ease of use and availability. Now, when we look at availability, we go to CoinMarketCap, look at markets, and we see here that we go by volume. So Huobi, which is a Korean exchange, we have Binance, we have ETH Finex, and Bittrex Binance is up there as well. So you can more or less find them in the most common cryptocurrency exchanges. We always recommend Binance or Bittrex, for example, and there you can exchange it either with Bitcoin or with Ethereum. Now, when we look at ease of use, we generally look at how easy it is to use the coin, the token, and where you can store it, all of these things. Since Omise Go is actually an ERC-20 token, you can save it on any ERC-20 compatible wallet. So any Ethereum type of wallet is possible. What we always recommend is MyEther wallet here. This is one of the most common, and it's free. free, and you can basically generate a wallet here, and then you will get an ETH address, and from that ETH address, or to that ETH address, from let's say you bought OmiseGo on Binance, you can send the OmiseGo token from Binance to your Ether wallet without a problem. It will show up here on the right side. Unfortunately, we don't have set it up here, but it's in the report. We actually have screenshots in there, so you can really follow along. And this is quite easy. Even my Ether wallet also has Ledger support or Trezor. So if you have a hardware wallet that you're using on a daily basis, you can also use my Ether wallet. Now, since now we're through with the 6 points, and now the interesting part is these 6 questions. Now, some of these questions we want to at least answer in order to really understand, is this worth investing or not? How big is the market they're going after, and all of these things. So if we start here, what is the problem or transactional inefficiency the coin is trying to solve? So we have mentioned already that OmiseGo is actually looking into helping two major markets. One is remittances, and the other is, for example, loyalty points and similar stuff like this. They also want to build kind of a decentralized exchange, but this is a bit more difficult to really evaluate, at least. So what we have done is we have taken the two biggest points, which is remittances and loyalty programs, and we've looked at how big the remittances market really is. Now, we see here that in 2016, the remittances flow was $429 billion. And while this decreased, there is actually expectance this number will increase again. Obviously, remittances are especially used in developing countries, and it will probably grow here to $444 billion in 2017, and probably even a bit more in 2018. Now, the remittances market is quite tough. Who is their competition and what does it do better? I would say one of the biggest competitions here is obviously Western Union, for example. What they're doing better is they have the distribution, they have the brand awareness as well. So in every, let's say, kiosk or bodega or small grocery store that you go to in the developed countries, if you want to send money to a developing country, they already have the branding in place, they already have the method. Now, the I want to say what OmiseGo does much, much better is obviously the cost. So to this day, if you, let's say, send money via Western Union, you have to pay a crazy amount, quite a high fee in order to send money from one country to the other. And think about this. These are people who don't have banks, so bank accounts, sorry. So you are kind of relying on Western Union kiosks and bodegas in order to send and receive your money. So it's not something you can just send from bank account to bank account, because most of the time these money flows, they go mostly to rural areas and all of these things. How does the token coin actually derive value for the holder? Is there a staking mechanism or is it transactional? Now, in OmiseGo's case, there is a staking mechanism. There is a proof of stake coming as well. And there is a staking mechanism for the holder. Can it be easily copied? Difficult question. Not really clear. I mean, On a technological level, I want to say no, it's not that easy. The first step is easy. So you can, of course, build your coin or token based on Ethereum. You can create an ERC20 token, but exactly what OmiseGo is going after, that part is not as easy as it might seem. I don't think OmiseGo right now has the technological advance, but they definitely have the partnership advance. They have an amazing team. They have really strong advisors as well. And I think this puts them more in a winning seat than any other coin that would get started here. What are the weaknesses or problems with this crypto? So normally what we look at here is technological weaknesses or team weaknesses, all of these things. And what struck out in our research was the roadmap. So the roadmap is a bit too philosophical for us. It's not really clear on what exactly they will achieve by when. And this is the major problem that we are seeing. So if investors don't believe in the vision of Omise Go, nobody will invest or buy the token, and both the price will drop and the distribution will be much, much more difficult. So these are, I want to say, the main weaknesses or weakness of Omise Go. Obviously, we'll go a bit more in detail in the cryptocurrency report. So we have looked at the remittances market, but there is another market. We talked about loyalty programs. So if we look here, we have found here a market research company, and they're saying loyalty management market worth $4.59 billion by 2021. So obviously this will be interesting, for example, as we've talked about, for McDonald's or Thai Airways, for example. So it could be that let's say instead of a miles program that airlines normally use, you could use something like Omise Go tokens. This could, or Thai tokens for that matter. If Omise Go is supplying the back end, Thai Airways could actually use the front end and just create their own token based on Omise Go. So obviously the loyalty market is much, much, much smaller than the remittances market. The remittances market is actually 100 times bigger. So this is, I want to say, definitely the more interesting market, but also the more difficult market. However, I think the 4 billion market of loyalty programs is not too shabby at all. So if, for example, Omise Go will struggle with the remittances market, but actually will be much, much more successful with the loyalty market, that's also not too shabby. Here, yeah, this is part of the research that you can see here. As we've mentioned here, we have some references here as well. And yeah, this is already it for Omise Go. Like we've mentioned, we went through these 6 points. So the team that advises investors, technology, product, roadmap, partnerships, news, ease of use, availability, and then we've answered most of these questions here. So if you're looking to do quick cryptocurrency research, this is the fastest way. And yeah, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you on a next video when we do review of another cryptocurrency. Take care.